Lord, this is your world, and we are your creation. You reign as king.
I wonder why daily mere beings believe that they're reigning. You're outrageous, homie. I'm saying.
Well, here it is. It's that time of the year again. I come and speak to you. Life of the Son in me. My head echoes with everybody trying to sing about God in any way plausible to justify themselves. But let's listen to a little bit of Double Edge. I think they say it well.
God of wisdom, the Redeemer, my strong tower, earth sustainer, divine healer, by your power, O kingdom, stand and fall.
How does one do that? How does one do that? How does one stand in awe of His majesty in light of the ways of the world? How does one do that? Well, that is what we're going to be talking about today, for sure. You have to know that. I'm not going to take this call. As a matter of fact, I'm going to just turn it down and let him leave a message, because nothing is that important. Nothing is. Here it is on Resurrection Sunday morning, and I'm turning off my phone because I really don't want to, I really don't want to talk with anyone. I want to talk with you, my listening audience, the ones that tune in every other day. Well, here it is. I was supposed to make a 2 o'clock in the morning, but when 2 o'clock came, I rolled over in the bed and saw what time it was, and I said, nope, I'm not getting up. That's what I said. I said, I'm not going to get up out of the bed. But what am I going to talk about? What is it? What changes? What has today changed? I had people call me from other parts of the country to say to me, happy resurrection. And out of the same corridor, the same corner of their mouths, they would say something that is in total denial of what the 2,000-year-old resurrected Christ would justify. That's what causes a dilemma to me, causes me somewhat of a great perplexity. What is it? How can we do that? How can we straddle the fence such? I mean, is that a normative procedure? Is that what people do constantly to justify themselves before a just God? Is that everything is swept away? How does the life of the Son live its way out in me? I've had tests put to me today, just today. Horrendous tests put to me. And the way that I like to pass the test is to see myself doing what I would not usually or normally do. It was in this house that many holiday Sunday mornings, the house was filled with smells of food, turkeys, ham, dressing, food. The phone was ringing off the hook. My beeper was beeping and buzzing because right now it's 10:45. And if it were 10:45 on the average Easter Sunday, I would be up to speak in about, around 30 minutes. And so 10:45 is right before the morning worship would start in our very quaint and interesting looking Baptist church with no images of Jesus on the wall. It's fixed in my memory. Very sound and very clear. I'll call it by its name, Easter Sunday. It's the Sunday that we recognize the resurrected Christ every year. And it was a happy time. I knew the story. I was fond of it. My children knew it. They look forward to it. New clothes, you know, fresh spring things, and Easter bonnets for the little girls when they were small, if you can go back that far with me. And Lucy was just the best cook. She cooked her little Filipino tail off. I mean, oh my gosh. She would make the best of Filipino dishes and the best of American dishes. There was not a woman that could bake a turkey and have the dressing that comes out of the bird just as moist and delicious. Every year, the turkey was, and the sweet potato pies, the yams with the marshmallows on it, the cranberry sauce, come on now. The corn muffins, hot, steaming. The fresh vegetables. She did everything. The girls would help chop up stuff maybe the night before. And I'm telling you, Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving, any kind of birthday party, celebration, this house was full of food. Just all the time. It was what made our relationship, one of the things that made our relationship flourish over the years, because both of us dearly look forward to having friends from the church primarily, came over. Not a special handpick, because, you know, people have their own families and their own traditions, and I encourage that. I never ask anybody to stop their traditions and to come by and spend time with me. No. But the invitation was open to anyone. I would say things like, yes, I'll be home in the afternoon, and if any of you would like to come by for a little dessert, feel free to do so. That was an invitation, an open invitation to the whole church to come by and to say hello if they wanted to. We were family, at least I thought. You know, and because that's the way Christians are supposed to be. I'll probably, because I had a late dinner last night, I'll probably go out to dinner. And I know all of the restaurants are going to be jam-packed, so I'll probably find a little, quaint little place that sells a good dish and slip in there and sit in a corner and get a bite to eat. If I don't feel like going to the supermarket and getting a little special food. I think I have meat here. I can make some salmon and a little rice and vegetables and maybe get a little slice of strawberry cheesecake, something like that. Kind of like have an Easter. That would be nice. But content. See, the life of the Son in me. Christ is still in me, though I don't have my wife and my children and the happiness and the happy church people around me, or should I say unhappy church people, because that was one of my perplexities. I could never tell whether they were happy or sad. I am always the happy, jovial guy. It was interesting. I was standing out on the front lawn watering the lawn this morning, and I was listening to Anthony Evans Radio on iHeart Radio. Anthony Evans is the son of Tony Evans, the pastor of Oak Ridge Bible Fellowship in Texas. And Anthony has become a pretty astute modern gospel singer. And he had a young lady singing on his station, "The Battle Is Not Ours, But the Lord's." And I remember that song years ago when it first came out. And I'm watering the front lawn, just listening to it. And I just began to weep. I mean, you know, I had on my shades. Nobody saw me, I hope. But I began to weep because I'm like that. When I hear black people sing music about God, Jesus, and there can't nobody sing about my Lord like the people of the group of people that I come from. I'm going to tell you, it matters not what kind of doctrine they're listening to in their church. It matters not how crazy their pastor is. But put that sister up to sing. Tell her to sing from her heart about what God means to her. Everybody in the room going to be broke down. That's black worship, if you want to put it that way. What is black worship? It is not singing a bunch of praise songs and reading something on a screen. No, that's not the way it's done. African American worship is like you get that sister or that brother up, and they're gonna start singing that song. I don't care what part of town you from. I don't care how much money you got in the bank. It doesn't matter whether you with your girlfriend or sitting next to your boyfriend and you a boy. It doesn't matter. Everybody gonna get broke down because they know that the battle isn't theirs. It's the Lord's. And you can only know that through knowing the Lord. Now, I know that there's a lot of tradition mixed up in that too, because a lot of people think that when they're in a room and everybody's crying together and everybody's doing that together, then everybody's kind of like on the same track. So we all get into heaven anyhow. I don't know what those people are doing when they leave that room. You don't know what I'm doing. A lot of people think I'm doing a whole bunch of wrong. They really do. I don't know why people think that of me, because I'm so free. I guess it's because I'm so free. I was having dinner last night with one of the students. And we were just talking, and he was late for an appointment. See, some of my students like to meet, not to talk about college, you know, necessarily, just to meet. Young man meeting with his professor having dinner. And the young man was extremely late. As a matter of fact, over 30 minutes late at a restaurant. So I get into the restaurant, and I order my meal. And so the waitress, well, but the party, I said, oh no, they're gonna get their hat brought to them. They have me waiting 30 minutes and I'm driving to another city to meet with them, you know, to mentor them. That's what PJ does. PJ don't be sitting around the house here. I most of the people that I parlay with and I hang out with, they know my background. They know of my background. I spent most of my day yesterday with, one young man was 21 and another young man was 23, and split it up about three hours each person, 6 hours, communicating, giving wisdom, insights into life. One young man said, I need all my friends to hear you. You know where I'm going today? I'm going by today to visit a friend of mine that mentors young persons like me, because he's kind of ill. He's kind of laid up. So I'm going to go by there and visit he. As soon as I finish this webcast, as a matter of fact, and put it up, because I know he's convalescent. He ain't nowhere. But if you are, see, I've spent the Easters with the family. If you have your family, enjoy them. And I'm not going to get on family right now, because, see, holiday time can become a miserable time for a lot of people whose family life is not going right. I know that. I mean, you have a death in the family around this time of the year. It's very hard. It's very hard because you cannot help but to remember that person that recently passed away during this time of the year. It's very hard. And any of you that have suffered that, you have my deepest sympathy. You really do. I recall when Lucy died. Oh, my God. To be alone in this house the day of the funeral, when everybody goes home, when my children went home, when all my friends went home. They said, are you all right? Yeah, I'm all right. You know, I'm the strong man. I'm strong. I can take anything. I just close the door and close off everything, and I'm strong. But when I went in, down in that patio room, the scream that came from my voice, crying out to God, help me, help me, help me. I was saying, hold me together. And you think the life of the Son of God in me, do you think after all these years that God has been walking next to me, that I'm going to walk alone and have absolutely nothing to do? Nothing to do with me being around a bunch of people. It's interesting. I'm glancing at my website from another computer now, and on the screen is a picture of me with a bunch of young people from up in Northern California. Dean Gocha and myself were doing a conference up there on the dialectic, and their parents lived out in the rural area. I mean, there's one young lady in the picture on that picture, and her mother made that dress. Her mother told me, I made that dress, and they were dressed like just farm boys. They didn't, listen, they didn't have orange and pink and purple hair. These youngsters, that's why I love the picture up, they were not influenced by what has influenced the youngsters in the inner cities around here. They weren't influenced by the music, the swag, the culture. Their mind, hey, listen to me. Their minds and their bodies were pure of any impurity in that part of the country. As a matter of fact, if I recall, they were so deep back there that my phone couldn't even pick up a signal. And I was asking the parents, how are you going to protect them from the onslaught? And do you know what they told me? We're going to keep them as much as we can protected from that junk. That's why I like that picture. I love that picture. And there's a great history behind it, because as I was giving the 90-minute lecture in this, it was in that building that we were standing on the porch there. It's kind of like a community hall or something like that. As I was giving the lecture, they were sitting in the room, and there were more children than that. They were sitting in the room with their parents, with the grown people, listening to a deeply theological and intellectual lecture. And their eyes were, and ears and minds were fixated on the subject matter, as opposed to children in our community that would have been fiddling, making noise, screaming, and in their mother's lap, could not keep still because their minds were not being occupied by phones, Twitters, tweaks, blogs, and who said what and whatnot. That's why I love that picture. They were free of that, just to give you a history of it. And I want to leave the picture up a little bit longer for those of you that listen to my cast. There's a reason that I put these pictures up. It's not an arbitrarily shot in the dark. It's because of what I appreciated. And I was talking, running my mouth as usual. I was younger. Oh, I don't know what year that was taken. Those kids now are grown persons themselves. They are well over 21. Probably going into their early 30s, I think, maybe. So that picture is old. So there's reason for the madness in putting that up there. So as you look back historically at all these things, and even at holidays such as today, you cannot help but to venture in your mind and ask a question, not of yourself, I don't do that, but of the culture 20, 30 years after me. There will be some that will hold to those traditions and still cannot rightly identify what those traditions are. That's why the defining of the picture is very important. It makes sense to me, because that's what the holiday meant to me. The holiday did not mean, let's have a party. just where are we going to eat, or what new dress or shoes or suit did you get? It didn't mean that, though many of us participated in the fiasco. Now, what does it mean in terms of the life of the Son in you? It was interesting as I was walking Broman this morning, and that was around, it's around 10:59. I guess that was around 9:30, 9:15, something like that. Sun was out, brisk, sunny, beautiful day in Los Angeles. I was wondering, as I was walking Broman, why couldn't I do that some 20 years ago? 20 or 30 years ago with Baba, the other dog that I had. As a matter of fact, even though Baba was a guard dog, I never walked her up and down the street. I never did that. And this is interesting because I found that the past 5 days that I've been, or 5 times that I've walked Broman, he is slowing down. He is slowing down. His stride is slower. His walk is slower. I know his arthritis is bothering him. So I slow down with him. Sometimes he has good days. Sometimes I have good days, and vice versa. So it's like I'm watching us both fade and rise. But this I want to leave with you on this holiday cast before I start taking off, figuring out what the heck I'm going to eat, where am I going, whom am I going to hook up with today, and why. See, all those things are important because this is what I want to admonish you people to do. Enjoy the life that God has given you. Don't enjoy the life that God has given somebody else, because you can't do that. You have to enjoy the life that God has given you, because he only gave you life for you. Now, some of you may think I'm being selfish. No, if you crowded into a church today, look for parking, heard the same story, but haven't seen any results, you have no one to get angry at but yourself. Now, I would say if you love God and God created you and you're a theist and you believe in that, enjoy the life that God has given you for you. And don't think that you're doing anything wrong, because that is negative thinking, and a psychologist would tell you that you need therapy. You must. So enjoy. That's what I'm going to do as I'm alive. You know, every holiday I tell you how I feel, right? I feel as if I'm about, let me put an age bracket on it. I feel as if I'm about today, I'm about 28 years old. I feel good. Feel a good, healthy 28. No aches, pains in my body. The neuritis is on ease. All I have to do is wipe off my car, jump in it, and go and enjoy the afternoon and the day, and visit a man that is laid up in his house that can't move because he was doing something that he should not. And I know he's listening to the webcast. You were doing something that you should not have been doing, man. You should have been relaxing. You're too old for that. We're too old for that. Last time I did something athletic like that, I ended up with right bacteroneuritis. I will never go to the gym again. I would just walk my dog around the block, gently take care of an old cadaver. Listen, I want you guys to have a nice holiday and enjoy your family. Enjoy the food. You're still in America. There's a lot to eat around here. Enjoy that. But above all, take a look at what God has done. When I walked down the street, I looked at the green trees growing up, saw the wind blowing through the branches. I worshiped him and praised him for letting me breathe the fresh air that was blowing through the trees, that was freshened by the leaves. You get it? You get it? And so your worship becomes something more of a pragmatic way that you can see the results of your worship. instead of worshiping your pastor, instead of going there looking around seeing who got on what. You know what I mean? Have you ever gone to church like that? Well, what does she have on? Look at her. And then she got her head wrapped up like a peacock, looking stupid. And then you go to church and lie and say, baby, you sure do look good today. You know she looked like a fool. But you know what? Some people have to go through that shenanigan, and maybe that's a little bit too real for you. But that's where PJ is. And I used to see it when I was a pastor. I didn't say anything because I was just trying to hold the laugh back. That was ridiculous. That was totally ridiculous. When I wore the regalia, it was because it was expected for me to do that. The job calling said that you wear that. But do you think I'd go to dinner dressed up like that today? No. Happy Resurrection Sunday to you too. This is PJ, your internet pastor. That's a little strange, a little different from, oh, and if you want to know, because see, some of you want to hear preaching from me, stroll down the page on my website, and there is a deal. There's a song called I Surrender All, if you want to hear a church song. And if you want to, let me see. I wanted you to hear something. And I think I moved it, so I'm going to have to go back and put it back up there. But you can listen to the I Surrender All, or you can go into the little projector to all of my video clips, and then you can go into those on YouTube, and surely you will find something that has to do with Christmas or Easter, because I have the Mary factor defined and everything. I have a lot of things up here that you can go to. I'm just going through it right now. I'm trying to see if I can find some. Oh, man, yeah. I have so much stuff on the internet, but if you go in, go into that YouTube clip, there's a lot of things that you can find. As a matter of fact, as I edit this stuff, I may go and look at one of these things today. So that's what I'll do. I'll get my preaching in, listening to me preach some 25, 30 years ago. God bless you guys. Have a nice holiday. I'll talk to you soon. You know the drill. Stay in the Word.